USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All of the major indexes are finishing the day in the red after a wild session of swings. At the close, the Dow lost 473 points to close at 34,269, the S&P dropping 36, and the NASDAQ falling 12. The White House is continuing to call for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemned the rocket attacks from Hamas and noted Israel has a right to defend itself. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying a heavy price will be paid as rockets continue to be fired. The field is set for the 146th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore.
Number 3, Medina Spirit.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is the 9-5 morning line favorite in Saturday's race. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A large group of bipartisan attorneys generals are blasting a new social media plan.
A group of attorneys general from 44 states have sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, asking him to drop a plan to introduce a version of Instagram designed for children. The letter cites research that showed that social media use could be harmful to children's mental health. The AGs also said that Facebook has a record of failing to protect the safety and privacy of children on its platforms. In a statement, the company responded by saying it had just begun to explore the concept and that it planned on consulting experts in child development, safety, and mental health in developing the app. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 1 million Americans are now signed up for health coverage so far during the special enrollment period. Those signups at healthcare.gov are in addition to the roughly 12 million who bought coverage during the regular enrollment period that ended in December. The special enrollment period runs through August 15th. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Discussions continuing over teaching what some consider a controversial theory in schools.
As the Biden administration continues to push critical race theory to our kids in public schools, some are pushing back. Kevin Roberts with the Texas Public Policy Foundation tells Fox News, America is constantly evolving to be a better union.
I'm a fifth-generation teacher. I've taught every level of school from graduate students down to elementary school kids, and I can tell you, regardless of the color of the skin, regardless of where they come from in the United States, all they want to do is understand why this country is the last best hope for the world.
Randy Weingarten with the American Federation of Teachers explains critical race theory.
We should teach history from the data I see. 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An ointment used to treat Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit could be the reason for the horse testing positive for drugs. Trainer Bob Baffert releasing a statement saying an antifungal ointment was used to treat some skin irritation after the Santa Anita Derby. Baffert explaining the horse was given the medicine once a day until just before running in the Kentucky Derby. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.